Good morning and happy new year. I'm Steve Smith, and this morning joining me, Amy Roth from Royal Canin. Hey there, Amy.
Hey, Steve. Happy new year to you.
And to you as well.
Thank you.
Our first cultural continuum of 2018. Actually, Amy was here to close out the final cultural continuum of 2017. So you're like doing double billing.
Yes, I've been here ever since.
And on a heavy rotation. We begin with an event that is taking place here very shortly, actually, at Springboard Co-working in downtown Sioux City. They're hosting the first Friday coffee, the first Friday of the month. They're having a coffee today, and it features Judy Thompson at 9 a.m. She is an instructor at Briarcliff University, also a small business consultant. And she'll be talking about Entrepalooza, which is a two-week event dedicated to promoting innovation, networking, and collaboration for startup businesses. If you'd like more information, you can go to entrepalooza.siouxland.com. Entrepalooza, E-N-T-R-E, palooza.siouxland.com.
Spelled the regular way. Palooza.
Spelled in the conventional palooza way of spelling palooza.
Awesome. Western Iowa Tech is hosting a PT, meaning physical therapy, with the troops, PT with the troops, and it's a 5K fun run slash walk, and that is also today. This is a co-located event in which registrants run or walk with service members who are participating from multiple deployment duty stations via live video feeds. That sounds really interesting. Sign-in begins at 6 p.m. with the 5K fun run walk starting at 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, so you're here and they're there, and it happens like
virtual.
You're...
Virtual.
Yeah, it's a virtual way to exercise, I guess. Interesting. The Lamb School of Theater and Music is hosting a fantastical, theatrical, live-action, role-play gaming experience. This happens for 5th graders through 12th graders. That'll be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon. In the workshop, kids will create their own adventure story, solve riddles and puzzles, and face monsters, presumably not real monsters, to save the land of Lambia. If you'd like more information, you can find it at lambtheater.com.
And the Sioux City Public Library is hosting First Saturday Family Storytime, Amazing Nocturnal Creatives on...
Creatures.
Should we start over?
Yeah, let's start over.
Sorry.
Three, two.
The Sioux City Public Library is hosting First Saturday Family Storytime, Amazing Nocturnal Creatures, on Saturday. That would be the first Saturday, tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Elf's Downtown Library. Teresa Cruid, who is a naturalist from the Dorothy Pico Nature Center, will share fascinating facts about nocturnal animals and the super senses they use to explore the world at night. For more info, visit siouxcitylibrary.org.
The Rosemary Clausen Center for the Performing Arts in Holstein, Iowa, is presenting the Abbey Road Band tomorrow evening. This will be at 7:30. These four musicians don't try to look like the Beatles, but they do set out to sound like them. Go to rosemaryclausencenter.com for more information on seeing the pseudo-Beatles, the Abbey Road Ensemble.
And the Sioux City Public Museum is presenting Coney Island, Visions of an American Dreamland. The traveling exhibit shows how the world-famous amusement district became a touchstone for American mass culture and popular recreation. It will remain on display just through Sunday, the 7th. For more info, siouxcitymuseum.org.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center will host Music to Chase Away the Winter Blues with Sioux City musicians Mike Langley, Jack Langley, Jonas Langley, and Walter Peterson. That'll be on Sunday, January 7th at 2 in the afternoon. They'll be playing an hour of songs like You Are My Sunshine, Put Another Log on the Fire, Winterwood, stuff that will kind of make us think less about sub-zero temperatures, hopefully. You can find out more information by going to Sioux City LCIC, as in Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, SiouxCityLCIC.com.
And another event, the Sioux City Public Museum is presenting Arnold's Park, History and Restoration, and that'll be Sunday at 2 o'clock at the museum. The program highlights the origins of Arnold's Park Amusement Park and plans for its preservation. The program coincides with the closing day of the Traveling Coney Island exhibit that was mentioned earlier, and that, again, is at the museum, SiouxCityMuseum.org.
The 37th Annual 12th Night Handbell Festival is coming up on Sunday afternoon at 4:30. That'll be at Central Baptist Church. Several Siouxland Bell Choirs will be performing. There were, I think there were five handbell choirs performing with the Sioux City Symphony for their Christmas concert, so I'm sure some of them will be represented.
That's a lot of bells.
Yeah, it's a lot. 37th annual. It's been a very...
That's cool.
It's almost as old as KWIT and KOJI. 37
years. Public Media.
So back in the 80s.
Wow, it's amazing. Okay. And the South Sioux City Public Library is hosting weekly gardening classes. It may seem a little early, but I think it's appropriate. And that starts on Monday, the 8th at 6:30. And the class is themed Gardening 101, focusing on the basics of gardening and how to get started.
Think of spring.
Yes.
Keep thinking of spring. The Neighborhood Network Associations and the Sioux City Parks and Rec Department are teaming up to offer a family-friendly night of fun on Thursday, January the 11th. It'll be from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Long Lines Family Rec Center. There will be snacks, rock climbing, education booths, tables, games, and more. To find out more, go to sioux-city.org. And that is all that we have for this morning for Cultural Continuum. If you have something you have in mind that you'd like us to talk about, feel free to email that information to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Wishing you a happy new year on behalf of my co-host Amy Roth and executive producer of Cultural Continuum, Ellie Carson, and I am Steve Smith. Thanks for listening.
Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall.